Episode number 22 here of the Podcast Report, with no fancy music in the intro. Cliff Ravenscraft from Podcast Answer Man and your host for the Podcast Report, the podcast devoted to the podcasting track of New Media Expo. Also, to my right, Megan Enloe, our wonderful, great guest getter, podcast junkie, extraordinaire, podcast community director. Megan, how are you enjoying the show?
This has been phenomenal. I have been having so much fun. Everything went off so smoothly, and people are happy. My podcasters are happy. The pavilion went great. I cannot imagine it going any better.
Maybe not having a staple in your knee next time.
That was a down point, yes. Yes,
okay,
that was a down
point. And that, of course, is Rick Calvert, CEO, co-founder of New Media Expo. Rick, man, this has been the best event. I think I've been to some events before. Of course, I've been to New Media Expos and Blog Worlds. This is the best event I've ever been to.
Thank you. Thank you.
The vision you and I had, we talked about it in episode one of this podcast.
Yeah.
We talked about what had happened, the history of the podcast community, and our vision, your vision, and our vision that we shared together to actually to get to the place where New Media Expo is what the podcasting community, the family of podcasters, would consider to be their home.
Yeah.
And I honestly don't know if I'm being too arrogant, but I think we created that last night.
I hope so. I mean, I was so touched by the whole thing, you know, seeing a dream come true. You know, the show was a dream come true for me in the first place, but there was always this thing with the podcasting community. It's a missing piece, you know. It's like having three kids and one of your kids is just not right and just not happy. And seeing the podcasters so happy yesterday, throughout the show, I mean, seeing the podcasting rooms full. Standing
full.
Room only.
Yes.
I mean, Cliff had
fire.
You know, a fire hazard. We couldn't let any more people in the room.
Yeah.
That was great. And then Leo's keynote yesterday was phenomenal.
Wow, that was awesome.
And then
and Leo called himself a podcaster.
Yes,
I mean, come on. He didn't say the N-word.
Well, we were talking about it backstage. He was, you know, against the, you know, saying how he hates the word podcasting. I'm like, well, Leo, you know, some people are just going to call it podcasting, and if you call it anything else, they don't want to talk about it.
You know what? The first word in his Twitter bio is podcaster.
Right.
It
well,
is.
He's not dumb.
No.
Right?
Yeah.
He didn't get to where he was by being dumb. And then we go to the awards, which, you know, honestly, we didn't know how the turnout would be, but we worked really hard to get as many of the nominees here as possible. Megan did a lot of that. And the room was standing room only. Leo killed it as the host. He's the perfect man as the host. And the winners, we had so many of the winners here, which was amazing, right? I thought we only had like maybe six of the winners not here.
Yeah.
And every one of them was funny. It was
yes.
This could have been a primetime television show.
Yes,
I love
great.
That. As a young African American woman, yeah. That was amazing.
It was just
that
great.
Was
everybody was so funny. Nobody stood up there and, you know, droned on for a long time. They kept it short, sweet, thank you so much, and some sort of joke. I mean, we were laughing all night long.
The entire night.
And then the party here in the New Media Lounge afterwards, everybody was just talking, nobody wanted to go home. And
yeah.
That's exactly what we want.
And
this is the one thing I want to say that I meant to say last night when we kicked off the awards. The podcasting community deserves this. This is what we wanted to do.
Yep.
So.
Yes.
It was awesome. And for those of you who were not here at this conference, but you did watch the keynotes on Ustream or you watched the awards, what you saw is just, I mean, you probably, it look, I would imagine it looked impressive on Ustream because it had to have. I mean, it was
I would hope so.
The keynote was well attended, everything. It must have looked impressive. It was an experience here.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like there's an energy. Like a really forceful energy among the podcasting community. What I love is, you know, you've got the technology guys, you've got the business guys, you've got the hobbyists, you've got all the podcasters. And not only that, we have Abby Hilton, we have Renee Chambliss, we have Scott Sigler, we've got the podcast Fiction.
Yes.
You know,
yep.
I mean, we made that happen. And all of us are getting together. And the cool thing is you had the awards, and I loved Some of the funny things was, you know, in the religion inspiration category, you had the atheist.
The atheist won.
It was the atheist won. And you know what? And here I was. They beat me out as encouraging others through Christ. And you know what? I stood up and I'm like, I applaud. You know, this, we're here together. We're podcasters.
That literally is bringing you people as diverse as possible together. And it was fantastic. I spoke to Brian, one of the fiction podcasters, and I forget his last name now. But he said he got to meet Pod Vader from the ESPN Fantasy Football podcast, and how much he enjoyed that. And he would have never met him at, you know, a sci-fi or a comic conference, and that was a value to him. And that's exactly what we want. We want to bring all these different podcasters together and introduce them to all these other content creators that they have a lot of stuff in common with.
Yeah. I have been talking to Pod Vader for years online. I sat and chatted with him for a good 15 minutes last night as the ESPN guy before we finally connected and realized, oh, you're Pod Vader. So that was awesome.
And Megan, by the way, did an awesome job as the envelope girl last night.
Yes,
you did.
That was fun. I got to hand all the envelopes to Leo.
And I want to say that in my mind, you pulled off the impossible with the Podcast Pavilion. I mean,
you
rocked that. That thing is hopping.
It is hopping.
I love it.
We are jam-packed. We filled every slot, and I had a waiting list.
Where people are podcasting from the show, which is what we want.
They're over there podcasting right now.
Yeah.
And it's amazing to see.
Yeah.
And there's an entire row of it's all podcasting there. And you've got the Balsh Jock guys from Lipson, and you've got Power Press and
Law
Voice, and you've got the Beerist, and you got all this stuff
happening. One of my favorites.
Yeah.
And we want that to be bigger, and the same thing with the awards next time. We want the awards to be bigger and better. We want more podcasters here podcasting next time. We want to bring more attention to them next time. But, I mean, like I said, it's a dream come true for me, man.
It was.
So thank you, Cliff and Megan, and all the podcasters who supported this and took a chance and came out here. And,
exactly.
You know, we got a little taste of it in New York of what it could be.
Mm-hmm.
But here's where we saw what it should be.
I think what happened is word got out after New York that you guys were serious.
Yeah.
Because we had, 60 podcasters speaking on the podcasting track in New York City.
Yeah.
And those speakers, I think you reached out to each one of them individually and made a point to say thank you and stuff. And they felt that. And I know for a fact that I heard the echoes throughout the community.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, wow, they're serious.
Yeah.
This is home. And come to Vegas.
Yeah.
Gordon Firemark came up to me this morning and absolutely made my day. Gordon does the Entertainment Law Show. And he walked up to me this morning and he said, the Podcast Pavilion feels like home. Mm. He kept coming around to the Podcast Pavilion, and you know, we saw him time and time again, and he just came up to me this morning and said, this feels like home. And I said, thank you. That is what I was trying to create. I wanted that one space where, you know, I got to find out what my friends are doing. So I'm going to go over to the Podcast Pavilion. That was fantastic.
Special thanks to Tony DiLorenzo from OneExtraordinaryMarriage.com.
Yes.
He, at the last minute, we brought him in to help facilitate.
Basically engineering the podcasting.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, he hooked all the equipment up, make sure everybody has everything they need. He's doing a wonderful job over there. Thank you, Tony DiLorenzo.
Yeah, he drove out from San Diego, and he's just been living in the Podcast Pavilion over there for the last 2 days and doing an amazing job. And he's having a great time, it looks like, as well.
He is.
So. Yeah, he's having a fantastic time. He's telling me, he wishes, people keep asking him if this is his day job, and he says, oh, I wish it were. I'd also like to give a shout out to a couple other guys, Charles McFall and R. Morton Mahone. Those guys came out, they were one of the first people at the Podcast Pavilion. They looked at our setup, which is a great setup. We've got Rick and Dave's setup, which is fantastic. But they looked at it and they said, no, we want two microphones. And we've got all the equipment. We want two microphones at our table. And by the way, we're just going to let you borrow it for the whole time.
Yeah.
So they went back to their room, got it, and set us up with a second mic at each one of the tables. So the people that were doing group stuff didn't have to share one mic. So that
absolutely.
Was
great,
fantastic.
Guys. And I talked to them last night. They're having a blast as well. And Leo Laporte, I mean, we got to thank Leo.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
And Lisa and the whole team at Twit, thank you, guys. That was amazing.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And what was really cool is we've already got commitments from them. They said, listen, wow,
yeah,
we want to be a part of this.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, when the awards, it's like, this is the eighth, you really did keep this alive. And he's like, you know what, I'm stepping up. Twit is sponsoring the awards next year.
That's right. Leo committed money from the stage with a room full of witnesses, which was pretty amazing, as did the Atheist podcast committed to sponsoring the awards. And again, Todd Cochran. I mean, 8 years he's been doing this sometimes all by himself.
Yep.
As Leo said, you know, sitting in his house in Hawaii, handing out awards with nobody there. And it was great to see, you know, Todd's dream kind of come true as
yes.
well.
Yes. He was very happy. Yeah. He was very happy, and he should be.
Yeah.
He deserved that.
Yeah,
I believe so. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, he is somebody that I believe that has kept a core of the podcasting community kind of
yes.
alive and together and connected these past
years. Well, you know, he said something on the stage last night, and he's told me this privately, and I know that it's coming from the heart from him. And some people accuse Todd of doing the awards to try to promote his own business. But he does anything but that. He's really doing this to help podcasters as a whole, the entire community, to bring attention to podcasts that deserve it, to
yeah.
help new people find them through the nomination process, through the finalists. I mean, Leo said so many times in those categories last night, he's like, every one of those podcasts is awesome. And there were people watching the stream, there were people here in the room who never heard of those podcasts, discovered new podcasts.
And I will tell you, he shared the stats, I don't remember what they are right now off the top of my head, but millions and millions and millions and millions of page views on podcastawards.com.
And votes.
Every year, I had been a podcast sponsor, the 250 minimum.
Yep.
And I will tell you, for 3 or 4 months, it's the number one traffic source to my website. This year, corporate sponsor.
Yeah,
you know, I stepped up. I believe in this, and I will tell you, I wanted to promote my business.
Well, no,
I'm just saying, you know, it's just what it is. But you know what? And it drives traffic. But here's the thing: what happened is, in previous years, I always tried to get my community to get us nominated for shows, and I was always able to do that. This year was the first time I tried to get people to vote every day for 15 days. I still didn't get in, but anyway. but I got nominated. But every year
Leo didn't win either, so
I know.
You know, you're not alone.
But every year that I've been nominated for an award, just being in the category with all of the other great podcasters that have those people that are coming and voting every day for 15 days, they're seeing the name of my podcast also in that category. And they happen to know that these are the top 10 podcasts that have the most engaged audience. Well, if they're that engaged and they made it here, and I'm in this category voting for my favorite podcast, I might still look and check and see what these other podcasts are. So it is a perfect discovery engine. Thank you, Todd Cochran, for making that happen for us.
Yeah.
So sessions have been great. Podcasting track. Keynote with Leo's great. The podcast awards are great. Chris Hardwick is here tonight.
Yep. Closing keynote. We're closing the show. Actually, it'll be the world premiere of a brand new web TV show called Inventing the Future with Robert Tirsik. This guy was an executive at founding MTV. An executive with Oprah for years. It's about the future of technology in general. This tonight's show, the debut, is about the future of television. And Chris, who is a huge podcaster, obviously, is the featured guest of the show. But he also does TV now, and he does web TV, and he does all sorts. He's built a media empire. And that's what they're going to be talking about, is how did he do that? And what's the future of all of these different types of media kind of coming together and being mashed up? And I mean, this is a Hollywood production these guys are going to put on. We'll be live streaming it, so by the time folks hear this, they've already seen it, but we'll see how it turns out. I mean, this is the future of media they're trying to showcase tonight.
Absolutely. I am so excited. Real quick, I just want to reemphasize to people just how excited I am that we're one event a year now.
Yep.
One event every year here in Vegas.
That's correct.
And have we committed to the time yet?
We're back here again in January next year.
Yes. Wonderful. So there you go, my friends. Go ahead. By the way, podcasters, when do we know when the submissions open for next year?
We'll probably open submissions for next year in beginning of March.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. So look for future announcements and stuff like that.
Yeah.
We'll get the word out to the podcasting community for sure. But yeah, definitely I think there's going to be a huge turnout. The amount of people on Twitter of podcasters, like, I knew I should have came.
Well, we were the number one trending topic on Twitter 2 days ago, worldwide. Number two trending topic on Twitter yesterday, only second to CES, this other little conference with 150,000 people going on down the street. And I haven't got the numbers yet today, but I'm guessing we're probably number two again today.
Yeah. Well, I you know, Rick, thank you for everything. Thank Dave. Thank the entire staff. You know, I'm going to mess it up now. Tina Baljan.
Yeah.
Baljan. Tina, you know, she is amazing. The stuff that she does is just absolutely amazing. The staff of this conference, what you guys are able to pull off and organize and keep organized is out of this world. And that's one of the things that all the speakers, the podcaster speakers that have come to me and says, I can't believe how well organized this is put together. And everybody seems to know what's going on. And what's funny is I know that probably from your side, it's like, man, it's for changing
hair on fire, running around.
Yeah.
But that's the point. I mean, you know, there's all sorts of little things that go wrong all the time and little things you have to fix. As long as everybody else sees everything working smoothly, that's what counts. As long as their experience is flawless and they're having a great time and getting value and learning things and doing business, then we've done our job.
Yeah, and making friends and networking.
Yep.
Absolutely. Anything else that you wanted to share? I want to make sure you get an opportunity because I know I can talk a lot.
I think I managed to wedge my words in there this time.
Excellent.
Real quick, I guess if we're going to wrap up, I'd also thank Ustream, who streamed the awards last night, NewTek, who provided the TriCasters for streaming the awards and the keynotes, and the TechZulu guys who, you know, they were working the cameras for us. So thanks to those guys for sharing the podcast awards and the keynotes with the rest of the world.
Absolutely. Guys, come to Vegas next year. It's only going to be better than this. I know it.
I promise you, you won't regret it.
You will not regret it.
You won't.
All right. Rick, thank you very much. Megan, thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.